This month, the oil and gas company Blue Crest Energy announced they are pausing their drilling operation in Cook Inlet. The company says the state owes it nearly $100 million in unpaid tax credits. They're the latest independent producer to pull back operations in Alaska, citing a cash for credit scheme that the state no longer supports. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Rasha McChesney has more.
Alaska owes nearly $1 billion to some of its newest oil and gas development companies. And that tab comes from a cashable credits program that was intended to entice smaller, independent companies to explore new fields and hopefully develop them into producing oil and gas. But when oil prices crashed, first the governor and then the legislature said that the state could no longer afford the program. So in this year's marathon budget negotiations, it got cut. And as for the companies waiting to get reimbursed for cash credits they've already earned, the state's making its minimum payments. So they're going to be waiting for a while. Larry Persily is the chief of staff for the Kenai Peninsula Borough and a longtime oil and gas industry analyst. He says the state essentially left a Dear John letter to its small and independent companies.
Gee, I'm sorry. We can't pay you. I understand you can't keep working if you don't get paid. Hopefully we can figure this out soon. Let's keep in touch.
Blue Crest Energy is the latest of these smaller companies to fall victim to the defunct cashable credits program. It announced on August 1st that it couldn't afford to drill any new wells on the Kenai Peninsula and that it would be laying off about 150 people. The Texas-based company has been developing the Cosmopolitan field in Cook Inlet since 2012. Its founder and CEO Benji Johnson says he initially chose to do business in Alaska in part because the state's tax regime was friendly and offered an irresistible lure in the form of cash.
Now, what those credits were was basically a co-investment with the independent companies.
And with the state as an investment partner of sorts, Johnson says Blue Crest calculated that it could spend about $500 million to drill several wells and start producing thousands of barrels of oil a day. They raised $400 million of that, and Johnson says they expected to earn the other $125 million in cash rebates from the state. But as of now, they've only received a fraction of that from the state, and they spent all the money they raised. The company is only producing about 200 barrels of oil a day, not nearly enough to cover its operating costs, much less pay for new drilling. Johnson says the company will finish the two wells it's currently working on, and those should start producing sometime in September. But after that?
We can't continue spending the enormous amounts to drill new wells right now.
Johnson says Blue Crest is actively seeking out investors to raise the money it needs to keep drilling. But while it waits, the slowdown is resonating in other parts of the economy. Jimmy Doyle is the vice president of Weaver Brothers Trucking. He says Blue Crest's decision to stop drilling is a kick to the already struggling oil and gas economy on the Kenai Peninsula. When business is booming, the company's Cornflower Blue rigs haul everything from oil field construction equipment to petroleum products to asphalt throughout the interior and south central Alaska. But when oil prices fell and the economy contracted, Weaver Brothers had to let a few people go to help cope with the loss of business.
And you guys haven't really recovered from that impact?
No, not to as busy as we were from 2012 through 2014 as far as having the amount of manpower dedicated to that piece of the business. We haven't recovered.
And the layoffs will have a ripple effect.
One company hires two or three or four or five or 10 or 20 or 30 people, and then that causes other businesses to hire people to supply them. So the trickle-down effect is huge, and especially in a time when other companies are already pulling in their horns a little bit.
Doyle understands the argument that the state can't afford to pay subsidies to oil companies like it did in the past. But he doesn't think that program or others like it are going to substantially change the state's economy. He says that all depends on the price of oil. From Alaska's Energy Desk in Juneau, I'm Rasha McChesney.